every radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1. The fall equinox is upon us. Hey, we made it. And as the leaves die and the animals store their food and bands break up because of Michael Stipe, we here at CITR will brave the wet nights and the gray mornings to bring you all of the creative music this fine city has to offer. That is Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The next hour and a half is reserved for Shameless. Join us, won't you? I, Jonathan Brown, will be holding the table, and I'll be in conversation with one of the funkiest hip-hop bands in the Tri-Cities, Panther and the Superfly. Also, but first, I'm here with me right now is my new best friend. If you've been to Pat's Pub, you've probably gotten a beer from this lad. This is Ian, but deeper lies the electronic persona of Shaky Snakes.
What a lovely introduction. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Feels good. Feels good to be here.
We're going to have some fun, I think.
I think so.
We're going to play a load of your tracks.
Yeah.
Going to dissect one, get into the nitty gritty, piece by piece.
I like it.
Like yeah. Lego.
Yeah, it's good ready? To be here. I'm ready.
I do want to say that we started the show off with some humans, some new humans. The track was The End from the album also titled The End. Good as any place to start, I think. And right now, I do believe we should play some Shaky Snakes.
Let's do it.
What are you thinking?
Well, it looks like you're hovering over the one there. It's a cover. It's a cover of good old Bruce Springsteen.
I like it. I like it a lot. This is I'm on Fire on Shameless 119 CITR.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
From his sunny Commercial Drive apartment with a very picturesque view, Ian Johnston, alias Shaky Snakes, crafts some mighty fine tracks like what we just had. Everything is Totally Fine off of his latest EP, Glowing, here on Shameless 101.9 FM, CITR, and it is my pleasure to be on location here in his Commercial Drive apartment. Thank you for inviting me into your home, Mr. Shaky Snakes.
Good afternoon. Thanks for coming by.
Let's go back to the origin of Shaky Snakes. What inspired you to get into the music biz?
Oh, well, I've always been recording songs in my various bedrooms, just like little pop songs, and I always get sick of them right away. I don't know, just not feel confident about them 2 weeks later. And so I've just been doing that for years, and I was always trying to simulate instruments that I didn't have, like simulate a full drum kit
or, you know, some sort of horn instrument or something. And then I would never be happy with the results because you could just tell it wasn't real. So then I just, over the last year or so, I just started not trying to do that and dealing with synthetic instruments and sampled things and more electronic sounds. And I guess that made me feel a lot more comfortable doing it. And so that's where these songs came from.
Like painting from crayons to painting with paint.
Yeah, exactly. Like painting with real paint suddenly. Yeah, and I just feel more confident about them. I'm not sure what exactly changed in that regard. I guess maybe you just have to get some songs out of the way. There's a quote that you have your whole life to write your first album and 2 years to write your second. So it's like, you write a bunch of bad songs and nobody has to hear them necessarily, but eventually you can find some that you're satisfied, happy with.
Or your first 500 paintings were all practice.
Exactly. Nobody has to see them all. They show the good stuff, I guess.
And you've created a small EP. What was the process in narrowing down the songs for that EP?
Basically, I would finish one and send it to my girlfriend, and these are basically the ones that she liked on the EP. I don't know, I usually just try to play it for a couple of people and just get their reaction. Like, some people will just tell you they like it, regardless, but my girlfriend is pretty honest, so she'll just tell me if one is bad, and I'm pretty much going with my own gut and that, and the ones where we both think they're good, I'll just stick with that for the most part.
Do you have a lot of influences that you stick to pretty religiously?
Yeah, I think these songs were not so much influenced by other music. I think they were more influenced by things I've been seeing around. Like, I work at a bar and then I'll get off late and end up at one of these after-hours places, like the Red Gate or Goody or the Emergency Room. And there's this kind of vibe. It's like more than the sum of the parts. Like, all it really is a bunch of drunk or high people dancing to music that's way too loud for the speaker system, but it kind of, this like blissful quality to the whole thing. People are just happy and they're living their lives, and it's just kind of nice. And I just started imagining what kind of music I would like to have playing out of those distorted speakers. And so I was writing it for an environment, I guess.
And what would the process be into getting this music from the bare bones to the finished product?
Yeah, there's not really any formula that I've been able to stick to. Like, I guess it's just kind of fleshing it out and kind of try to put everything in its own space. And I don't know, these songs are kind of all have a dreamy quality. Like, there's a lot of echoes and reverbs and stuff, and I guess it's just trying to find it sitting right, and I'll just kind of add stuff until it either sounds full, or in some cases my computer will just not allow any more tracks to be added. Yeah, it decides for me when I'm done.
I've definitely gotten the vibe of this music fitting in between somewhere, of the zone of being with your headphones on, chilling around, or being, you know, at an after-hours club, getting it blasted in your face.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely love headphone music. I mean, a lot of it was mixed. I know you're not supposed to mix on headphones, but I do think a lot of it sounds best on headphones. Like, it's immersive, and it's definitely meant to be listened to closely, but I guess at the same time, it's not, because it's also meant to be played really loud, where, I don't know, I think everything sounds good in that situation, where it's really late, and everything's just a little bit distorted, and it's this nice vibe. It sounds kind of cheesy, but it's really nice if you're there. It's really nice.
Stuff gets cut off and lost in the transition from distorted speaker to drunk ears in the club.
Exactly, and there's people shouting over it, but it's different from being in like a club, like a nightclub, or, you know, like a bar earlier in the night, where there's just maybe some tame music playing and people are a bit more, I don't know, they're holding back a bit. But it's the end of the night for most of these people, and it's really just the start of my night because I've just got off work. So there's this different atmosphere. People are, they're more honest, they're more open. It's just, they're living, like they're smiling. It's just, it's nice. It's really nice.
Cool. We should get into one of these tracks. What do you think is good to do first up?
I guess the first song that I made for these tracks is also the first one on the EP. It's called Ozone Exciter. And I guess it's kind of a love song, really.
Thank you.
What brought you to the fine city of Vancouver?
Well, it's the classic teenage angsty decision that your hometown is a dead end and you got to get out as fast as you can. So I don't know, I just finished up high school and I was playing in a band at the time and we just all moved to Vancouver and I'm just still here. The band is long since over, but I don't know, it's sometimes I feel like it's too expensive, but I'm still here. I mean, I like Vancouver. There's a lot of good stuff about it. So
a lot of good shows going around. Do you think you could ever do a gig at one of these shows?
Yeah, I'm really hoping to get that sorted out. As I was saying to you before, with this electronic music, I think it's really tricky to pull off a convincing performance and not just look like you're pressing play on a laptop or something. But I think it's definitely doable. I've seen Teen Days do a few great shows where, I mean, he's playing with a laptop, but he's performing it in a way that's engaging and feels more like a performance. So I would love to, but I'm working on it, and I'm thinking a lot about how I can do this.
You just got to master your swagger behind the knobs. Mm-hmm. Get the shoulders, you know.
It's true. I think there is a lot to be said for the swagger.
Do you think you would do a swagger on stage?
If necessary, yes.
Where do you think your ideal venues would be, in theory, if you could play at any venues?
Well, I mean, as I was saying before, what really inspired this stuff were the dank, dirty after-hours places. I think there's really a kind of a romantic quality to these places. So, I mean, I would really like to play one of those. I mean, I like how people are squished together so much, and again, how the music is just so loud and overpowering in a way. I think the Astoria is a nice place to play as well, and I mean, there's a lot of nice places to play around town. I guess it really comes down to getting a show together where people are coming and they're not scared to move. You know, I mean, there's that classic Vancouver stereotype that people don't move and people talk over the stuff. But I think if you get the right show, I mean, you know, and you get people to listen and enjoy themselves, not be so concerned about what they look like while they're enjoying it, I think that'd be nice.
It's a good thing they're there.
Yeah, certainly.
Someone asks you how many people showed up, you just count them. You're not moving.
Yeah, that's true, actually. It helps for counting purposes. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Shaky Snakes, shall we play another song?
Sure. This one is my chin up, cheer up song. It's called Hold On to Your Rock and Roll, and it's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple idea.
Any messages to the Vancouver scene in there? The No Fun City, perhaps? An influence to this track?
Perhaps.
Nice.
Oh,
I'm sitting here with Vancouver music producer Shaky Snakes, and I was always wondering, whenever I see a really complicated and intricate piece of music, how it all fits together. So I was wondering, if at all possible, you could maybe take me through the next track, piece by piece, how you produce it and put it together.
I didn't really start with much. Like, I literally started with this sound, like just one sound, one synth sound, and just like built things around it.
We're getting close.
Right. So yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just trying to get like a vibe, something that sounds nice. And I brought in some bongos. Oops. So yeah, I mean, I'm just playing a little lead on the keyboard and just trying to get something that sounds good, I guess. And then I did add a guitar. This is one of the only songs that has a guitar. But it's kind of like a washed out guitar. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on. And then I just tried to build up like a rhythm, really. So there's a little bit of bongos in the background. And there's even some maracas here. And a hi-hat. And then you kind of bring in the kick and the snare. And then a bass. This is the part where the vocals come in. And there's like, I don't know, the vocals are kind of funny in this song, but there's like there's a regular one here, and then there's these harmony ones, which is kind of like vocoded. And it all kind of just comes together, I guess. Was one of the first things I added to it, but it's actually kind of far away in the mix when you listen to it. But I guess I'm just trying to make things that sound dreamy, you know? I think those are all the parts. Oh, there's also this little guy. It's labeled as High Android. Anytime the kick plays, it's actually turning off the compressor on this really quick, so it becomes this kind of rhythmic quality to it. It's something that I'm fascinated with and I've been using a lot. And then you can change the attack to kind of change the rhythm of the effect. It's not really a good example.
Do you determine the attack?
Yeah. Yeah, like here, I'll show you a simple example. It's just something like I learned like from tutorials, and it's just a neat effect. I don't know, I think it just adds a lot of rhythm. See, the bass drum is just doing this, just like straight up 4/4. But then if you turn it off, it's controlling the rhythm of this, and it's, I don't know, it's not really something that it's immediate, but kind of, and then you can actually play with like how long it cuts it off, and you can make it really like a really extreme effect. So it's kind of like this swell, and I've been using that on a lot of these songs, and it's just kind of, I don't know, it's a nice effect. But then you also gotta just be careful and not get too concerned with, because there's so much stuff you can do with a computer, and it's hard to step away. Thank you. the same with this guitar, actually. By itself, it's really just a very simple riff. But it's really like I have this reverb here. I guess it's meant to be put on like a Rhodes, like a keyboard. But it's really quite dreamy.
It fits.
Yeah, and then even more so, there's a little bit of a delay on it. So it, I don't know, it just becomes a lot more than it was, in my opinion. Fascinated with is just the like how big of a difference a small thing can make, like just with the snare, like if I turn off the snap, it's crazy how just a little, I mean that just sounds bad, but if you just give it a little nudge, like a kick in the snare, like how you can change the feeling. So now it's a bit late and now it's just a little bit early. And I mean, it really can change the whole feel. Same with something like just percussion. Like, it's just these little bits of timing that can really kind of change the whole feel of it. Oops. But yeah, I think it's fascinating how you can just, like, get right in there and change these little chunks. It'll change the sound and the feel of it. Days, I don't know, it just didn't sound, I don't know, it sounds kind of soulless, I guess. So I just replayed the whole thing on electric bass, which is like the same notes and everything, but I think it added a little bit more, just like a groove to it, like a little bit more feeling. But I could be wrong, maybe I'm just overthinking it.
In theory, you could take a few simple keystrokes or guitar strings,
right,
and change them drastically into different songs, almost.
Right. That's, yeah, it's true, and that's the whole thing. Like, it's so powerful that you can't get distracted by it. Like, you gotta come in and sit down at a computer, like, with something in mind already. Because if you just come in because you want to play with, like, an effect or something, I feel like you just get lost. Like, I have so many song files where it's just, like, some silly experiment that didn't go anywhere because I didn't actually have a song to apply it to. I think it's very important.
You need to have the determined output to get the effect in the first place.
Yeah, it's got to be a good song, you know, it's got to be like, I think ideally you got to be able to play it on a guitar and at least hear a melody or something.
How much would you have planned in advance, do you think?
Not a lot. I mean, a lot of these things, a lot of them start off as just a little chunk, like a little idea, and I'll kind of flesh it out. And I don't really have a formula for doing it, but I guess it's just kind of, I'm going with what sounds good, or what sounds good to me. And lately I've been really into these kind of dreamy sounds, like kind of ambient, a lot of reverbs and stuff. But no, I don't really plan it. I guess there's something in my head that I want it to sound like, but I don't really have any specific formula for getting there, and oftentimes I will not get there at all. But these songs, like this EP that I just finished, I do feel good about it, and that's the first time I can really say that, because I'll often just finish these songs, and then in 2 weeks, I'll feel embarrassed about them or something, and I'll just kind of forget about them, like I've done it so many times. But I feel good, I feel fairly confident about these ones, so I can hear my computer starting to hiccup. I mean, it's so powerful. It's overwhelming. It's very overwhelming. And I mean, I don't know half of the stuff about it, really. Like, I look up little bits and pieces and I follow tutorials and stuff and learn something, but I mean, it's so powerful. It's amazing what you can do these days on a computer.
Thank you.
That was 17, another masterpiece recorded by Vancouver's own best-kept secret, Shaky Snakes. And while we're sitting here in your Commercial Drive apartment, I'm just wondering, how would you sum up life on the drive in a few words?
Oh, geez. It's rather noisy. There's a lot of excitement. It's weird because you no longer leave your house and walk towards the city. It's right there. You can probably hear it as I speak. This bus is going by, and there's Hare Krishnas up and down the street. There's protests. During the Olympics, they came and protested the torch and had to divert the torch down a different street. There's a lot of action, but I kind of just phase it out. It's nice. I like it a lot. I have lots of light and a breeze in my place.
Since you record your music in here, do you think if you lived in another borough, another hood of Vancouver, your music would sound different?
Probably slightly, yeah, because I mean, I recorded all these songs throughout the summer, and it's super hot here. I mean, I gotta open my windows, and my microphone is in my bedroom, which is facing the drive. And yeah, there's buses going by, there's cars going by. I recorded it right where we're sitting right now, so I mean, you can hear my cat meowing and my fans going. And I didn't really take any of that out. And I guess it does add a nice little ambiance to it. So yeah, it probably would be a little different if it was elsewhere.
In a studio or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, there's obviously virtues of recording in a studio, but it's very clean and, you know, clinical and sterile in a way. Which is fine for some stuff, but I think it is nice, especially when you are kind of adding, you know, some echoes and reverbs to things. It brings out other tones that wouldn't be there otherwise, just little bits and pieces of stuff.
And you were saying earlier that your dad was also in radio. Does he have any influence on you? Did you learn anything from music, from another side of music, watching him when you were growing up?
I mean, I definitely learned about music from my parents. You know, they're old hippies, and they had a good record collection. I remember listening to Paul Simon's Graceland when I was super young. And yeah, they had a lot of good music. So they definitely probably, I don't know if they didn't push me into it, but I was definitely influenced by good music at an early age. Yeah,
like that in particular.
What a faux pas! Did not turn off one's phone during an interview. Terrible.
Well, that wasn't an actual whistle. Oh man, I was thinking that was some legit Commercial Drive noise or something.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but it was not.
I'm mighty impressed by your ringtone, though.
Yeah, that's only for my pal Ryan. He gets the choo-choo train. Yeah.
I'm leaving that in. It's not getting cut.
See, there you go. Life imitates art. There you go.
Thank you.
Montreal's darling indie rockers are making a rare Vancouver appearance on September 24th at the Wise Hall. Twice nominated for the Polaris Prize, Malajube is touring the country with Besnard Lakes in support of their new album, La Caverne. Released by Dare to Care Records, La Caverne is Malajube's fourth and newest album and is available at your local record store. Put September 24th on your concert calendar and check Malajube out at the Wise Hall on September 24th as part of the Olio Festival. For more info, visit daretocare.com and malajube.com.
Yeah.
The gay 90s are some of the best times you could have at a gig here in Vancouver, as they are from here in Vancouver. And if you've never seen them, well, you're in luck because they're doing two shows in the very near future. Their EP release is coming up next Thursday at the good old classic historical Waldorf Hotel, where you can buy an album of all that music, such as that track, Coming Together, here on Shameless, 119 FM, CITR. And they're playing the festival you've heard tons and tons about the past couple days, the All Yo Festival. And as I'm consulting the very classy book that lists everything that says and everything that's playing at the All Yo Festival, they are playing at the Prop House Cafe this Saturday.
Great. Where's the Prop House Cafe?
I'd have to consult this book one more time.
Oh, boy.
But let me tell you, see this book around and it'll tell you where the Prop House Cafe
is. It's a beautiful book.
It is a beautiful
book. It really is.
It's a piece of literature is what it is. Solid. I'm still sitting here with Mr. Shaky Snakes. How's it going over there?
It's going very well. Great.
Have you gotten good press on this interview, on this show so far?
Yeah, I'm getting some text messages. It's going pretty well.
It's wonderful, the era we live in now, isn't it?
I understand that my girlfriend's dog is confused because he's hearing my voice.
That is a loyal animal, a very loyal animal.
Hello, Pancake, if you're listening.
So what about the first bit of good press you've gotten? Where did the good wave start?
It's all the press I've gotten has been from the internet. And the first people to give me any sort of press at all is actually two locals who I have never met, but they run a blog called Hearing Gold. It's hearinggold.tumblr.com, and they just have like a really nice aesthetic. Like they just, I don't know where they find all the stuff that they post, but it just all has this kind of dreamy, hazy vibe, and it's consistent. And so they were the first people to give me any sort of love, really. And I think it helped for me to get more in the future from other people. So thanks, guys.
That's a great name.
It is. It is. It kind of says it all, actually.
Moving on, I feel we should play a request of yours.
Yes.
I can't disagree with this.
Yes. A couple of friends of mine, Tracy and Katie, I don't know the other girl, but they're called Love Cuts. They have, I think it's a 5-song EP out on Nominal Records, and it is fantastic. This one is I Will Kiss Anyone.
Nice. Good old technology.
Or is it?
Well, after a hype like that, I mean.
Yeah.
We can make this work.
I hope so.
We can make this work.
Maybe we can't, though.
Maybe we can't.
Well,
man.
Can't say we didn't try.
We sure tried. Way to let us down, internet.
Well, they can be found on the internet.
That's true.
And they have a great EP. It's great. I think the whole thing's like 13 minutes long. It's condensed pop goodness.
Lovecuts.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
So in that case, moving right along, I mentioned earlier in the show that we'll be talking to a very funky hip-hop crew.
Oh, yeah.
Called Panther and the Superfly.
Yeah.
So let's hear some of that.
Let's do it, please.
I'm all the way up and out of space, no haste. This is my place, get all the time in the world to waste. I'm up and out of space, no haste. This is my place, and it must be fate. I'm all the way up and out of space, no haste. This is my place, get all the time in the world to waste. I'm Yo. Up and out of space, no haste.
Let's go out on an escape, you and I. Forget all your wonders and your worries and your pride. Embrace this feeling as it comes from inside. Acting like a chain linking your body, your soul, and your mind. All the forces of nature combine. The four elements rearrange, realign. The infrastructure you laid out over time mixed up like a spiral. Sending all your thoughts coming at you like a wave. That's tidal, vital sign. Powerful like what you see when you catch a flat line. Don't worry, your heart is still beat like mine. The only side effect is that your teeth might grind. I got to put a plan in place to save Earth and its race. Orthodoxy is sober state. Think about it. Who's to say vision is not to be spotted? Or euphoria is not to be wanted? All the way up and out of space, no haste. This is my place, got all the time in the world to waste. I'm up and out of space, no haste. This
is my place, and it must be fate. I'm all the way up and out of space, no haste. This is my place, got all the time in the world to waste. I'm up and out of space, no haste. This is my place, got all the time and it must be fate. I am the dog to your light, free fall of your flight. High as a kite, talking stick, call me Panther or call me Blake. We got questions and they all got answers that we're not supposed to know. Like the cure to cancer or the real facts of astronomy. Probably I grab a spaceship and dip quick. Travel 9 planets swiftly, don't matter if you miss me. I'm going very far, light years away to blow up with real stars. I don't see no one above me, nobody at bar. Can't even see no one below me, I don't know where you are. Y'all off my radar, I spit the shit to watch your face scar. Spit hard, MCs don't even know where to start. Yo, the state we were born and adapted, captured with a little bit of that substance. Matter in your brain just rushing through your veins and driving you crazy insane. A leveling you all the way up and out of space, no haste. This is my place, got all the time in the world to waste. I'm up and out of space, no haste. This is my place and it must be fate. I'm all the way up and out of space, no haste. This is my place, got all the time in the world to waste. I'm up and out of space, no haste. This is my place, and it must be fate. Yeah. I got to put a plan in place to save Earth and its race. Orthodoxy in sober state, think about it. Who's to say vision is not to be spotted, or euphoria is not to be wanted? You never really know which way to go. It could be enlightening, but some will find it kind of frightening, like lightning. But I'm just saying, in life you gotta gain as much freedom as you can. Whether you're in outer space or you're living on land, if you're lost, just follow the ink marks I'ma drop from my pen. Burn down the street, hot, giving people tans. Bad City Panther, go ahead and take a glance.
On the prowl for that spot in the sky, that twinkle in a bird's eye. You invincible, flap your wings and fly. On the prowl for that spot in the sky.
No haste, this is my place. Got all the time in the world to waste. I'm up and out of space, no haste. This is my place, and it must be fate. I'm all the way up and out of space. Up and out of space, no haste. Got all the time, it's got all the time in the world. Up and out of space, up and out of space, no haste. And it must be fate. I'm all the way up and out of space. Up and out of space, no haste. Got all the time, it's got all the time in the world. Up and out of space, up and out of space, no haste. And it must be fate. I'm all the way up and out of space, doing out of space, no haste. Got all the time, got all the time in the world. Been out of space, been out of space, no. Been out of space, been out of space, no. Been out of space, no haste. And it must be fake.
That was Panther and the Superfly here on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver with Who's to Say. Anytime my ears get wind of some hip-hop in this city, I instantly gravitate towards it, especially when it's good. It's my pleasure to be joined by Panther and the Superfly. Well, one of the Superfly. Thanks for inviting me into your jam space today. Into your homes. How about we start with a little round of introductions of who's here and what you do.
My name's Josh Matumona. I am the front man. My name's Panther as well.
And I'm David Pimentel. I play keys and synths, and I produce some of the beats as well for the band.
So how would you define the sound of Panther and the Superfly?
Usually we call ourselves more hip-hop jazz fusion. I feel like the word jazz fusion is thrown around a lot, and it's kind of cheesy to use, but I mean, it's kind of hard to define us as anything else because we all are in some way, shape, or form trained in jazz. And we all listen to hip hop, so I mean, like if you like Robert Glasper and the Roots and things like bands like that, yeah. Then we model ourselves after those types of bands. I wouldn't say them in particular. We also have electronic influences. I mean, personally, I really like Kid Cudi because he's doing a lot of interesting indie stuff right now, as well as bands like Worksop and Justice going into the more electronic side of things.
Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think everyone in the band kind of brings a different flavor to the music. Like myself, I'm really into a lot of electronic music. That's what I bring to it with the synths and that sort of thing. And Nate is really into prog and jazz as well, jazz fusion stuff as well. So yeah, we all kind of bring our own flavor into the band.
And how did a lot of you come together to form Panther and the Superfly?
About a year and a half ago, maybe even 2 years at this point, I started a solo project as just Panther. I was working with a friend of mine and producer. His name is Ray Mosaic. And he started making beats for me, and we were working together, making music. And later on, I came together with the band, but we'd already been friends for a long time, so we'd already known each other for a long, long, long time. So Nate came up to me with Duncan and Leon, and they decided to start trying to recreate those songs in a live band format. So we started working together like that, and we decided it worked, and we played a few shows, and we tended to progress a lot more. And then Dave came along and kind of tied it together. He's like the like the eggs.
The what?
The eggs.
The eggs.
The mayonnaise.
Cool.
Did the keys add a different element to the music?
Yeah, I think when I came in, the original idea was I was going to be playing a lot of triggering samples and stuff and adding more of that electronic element, because before it was just guitar, bass, drums, and vocals, right? So it was a pretty standard band. But then I came in with some more electronic stuff, and I think it added a little bit of a different vibe to it, which I think is, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Much needed.
Nice.
I think it ties together everything, because when you hear about a hip-hop band, you hear and you go to the show and you see drums, bass, guitar, and vocals, it's like, okay, let's see what this can do. And they always end up being like some sort of like pseudo funk,
yeah,
with rap on top of it, and it's just like, oh cool, that's cool. But when but when you have like other sounds and things that you add on, it makes it a little more of a live experience, and kind of gives it more beef, I guess.
There's a lot more possibilities, I think, with having computers and electronics on stage. There's more, you know, you can sync keys together and have a click track going and just do a bunch of crazy stuff that just adds a whole new thing to it, I think.
So if I'm correct, the last show you did was about earlier this month at Cobalt, and you're on hiatus until November, so what have you got cooking up in the meantime?
Well, we're working on mostly just finishing up the record, thinking about whether we're going to do a few EPs or whether we're going to put all that together. We're working with some new partners in crime right now. They're actually going to be over here later today. And Mark Lawrence, I guess Condor as he calls himself. But yeah, we're going to do a pre-production with them. They're going to record a couple songs for us, and we're going to see how all the songs that we recorded in the past, as well as what we have on beats, produced by Dave and Nate as well. We're going to see how all that ties together and see what we should put on the record.
I've also been reading that you've been spending a lot of time in the studio lately. Are you cooking anything up in the lab you want to indulge?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff that we've that happened spontaneously, like songs that have come out of nowhere and became something that we actually do want to put on the record, because it shows another side of our sound. Like we have our homie Nick Wisdom, who produced this track that's yet to be named, but I went to the studio with Mark Lawrence and Dave, and we cooked up some hot fire.
How hot is that fire in Fahrenheit, you think?
It's pretty hot. It's scorching. Yeah, we've been doing the past few weeks doing a lot of sessions with the beats and just doing some vocals, and we got Claire Mortifee to guest do a hook on one of the tracks too, and it turned out really great. And then today we're doing pre-production for three songs we're recording with the full band coming up. So yeah, it's all going on the record.
Hey yo, Astro, why don't you come down here and help me fly this thing?
Yeah.
It's 2011, baby. Get him, ha!
The moon's high, we reside in the clouds. But the speakers bust loud. And we rock that crowd, we gon' do it right here, right now. The moon's high, we reside in the clouds. But the speakers bust loud. And we rock that crowd, we gon' do it right here, right now.
Yeah, Blue Planet, Ozone, Asthmatic.
riders of the cloud, they call Nimbus. They live up in the sky, looking down at the sinners, and the sinners only concern becoming money winners. Once they get the money and the flaws get thicker, like going from oodles and noodles to eat your steak dinners. Come on, cold world, hit a dragon through the window like, no sir, you better not be a beginner.
That's right,
they play the game, yo, get their name, no. Get the pesos, hop up in the range, bro, yada yada, yeah, overdose on the fame. The face gon' change, but the story stay the same.
Yeah.
So this is not a song, it's an attempt to reach the stars. Yeah, I'm so far gone and I'm so far on it. Coming with the kamikaze Nagasaki bomb shit. My team sparks and I love it. Hand me the mic, get my heart lit.
Yeah.
Rocking on the stair, kicking drum shit. Meanwhile, fake rappers, they be writing for that profit. Horseshit.
Bullseye, we reside in the clouds. But the speakers bust out. And we rock that crowd, we gon' do it right here, right now. The bullseye, we reside in the clouds. But the speakers bust out. And we rock that crowd, we gon' do it right here, right now.
Let me see your hands, 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 let me see your. Okay, yeah, and me never gon' tell them. The fire pit's worse than the trap they all fell in. The fight music it hurts when the speakers blow melons. Right music emerge, cause that whack shit selling.
That's right,
swap will take your niggas out. Pop, like a sniper shot, while they sniffin' blow to the top, to their heart stop. Reload, cop, fire, reverse, send them to the nurse. Better yet, send them in the hearse. How do the people like me now? Fuck a mic check, you can't test the sound. Take the rap game, hold it down till it drown. Welcome to the class, motherfucker, sit down, down. I know you like my style,
yeah.
And I know you like the way the sound. Rattle your teeth, battle the beast with a mad beast, master mystique. Bitch, I'm about to blow up, fire the plastic.
Boom,
got flows in my holster. Knock him in the dark like my name De La Hoya,
yeah.
Hit him out the park, Sammy Sosa. I rage against the machine, shout out to De La Roca.
Yeah,
I represent Van City Steez. Keep my homies in my heart on my sleeve. I rock that wherever I'll be. Touch my family and become memory.
Hey. Bullseye, we reside in the clouds. But the speakers bust out. And we rock that crowd. We gon' do it right here, right now. The bullseye, we reside in the clouds. But the speakers bust out. And we rock that crowd. We gon' do it right here, right now.
Yeah. Astrological.
Yeah.
Mr. Panther.
That's right.
We got the world in our hands. City bitches.
That was Cloud City by Panther and the Superfly here on 101.9 FM CITR. Now I gotta know, this might be like way out of left field, but is it at all possible that's an Empire Strikes Back reference in the song title?
You know what? Not at all, actually. It's funny because, well, I mean, like, part of the reason we kept it as Cloud City is because I guess it would, people can relate to that a little more. But yeah, sure, Empire Strikes Back, sweet. But the song is mostly about kind of living in the clouds and being elevated in your own being, kind of just super happy about everything, or high. Yeah, most high we reside in the clouds, so it's Cloud City. Also, I mean, like, we live in Vancouver and it is kind of Cloud City. It rains here a lot, so it's reminiscent of where we live.
And how do you feel about the hip-hop scene in Vancouver these days?
I think it's rough. There's a lot of good artists out there, but people in Vancouver don't necessarily feel inclined to go support artists as much as, say, in the East. I guess people feel like they have better things to do, which is, you know, that's their own devices. But in terms of the music that's coming out of Vancouver, I feel like there's a lot of really, really good artists out there. We have the whole Fantastic Crew. I mean, there's too many of them to name, but those are a lot of our homies that we have been working with, and young and old. So yeah, no, I feel like it's slept on. It needs a little bit of spark. Yeah. Some fire needs to happen before people start to realize what it's like here.
And you've also shared the stage with most of the notable Vancouver MCs around. Is there anyone else you would like to share the stage with?
Somebody I'd like to share the stage with. That's a hard one. there's a lot of artists I haven't gotten to share the stage with, and a lot of the ones that I would mention I have shared the stage with. Yeah, so it's like. I mean, we've done a show in Victoria with Mocha Only. We did a show with the Shadas, who actually Kai Skywalker is one of the members of one of the two members of the Shadas, and they're putting out they just put out an album, didn't they? I think it's The Law of Attraction. That's it. I did a track with him on that, and that turned out really cool. So that's one MC that I'd like to share with the stage with again. He's a really good friend of mine as well. So I guess I'd say that he's probably one of the ones I want to rock the stage with again. I haven't done a show with Broad Focus in a while. Those guys are also really good friends of mine. So I'd like to do some work with them once again.
And I've seen that you're friends with likes of the Wizards, and you do a lot of shows, like indie rock shows, with people who are a little outside of your realm. How does the audience at these shows, and like a non-hip-hop specific show, relate to an audience of, you know, whenever you do a show, it's a full-on hip-hop show?
People take it pretty well. I mean, when people go to shows, generally they're there to party and cut loose and dance, and usually people get pretty into it. So, yeah, it works out pretty well. I think we can blend well with kind of whoever we play with, and it usually works out pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're pretty fresh. like Tic Tacs. Well, I mean, our music is really accessible, I find. Like, if you put us with you can put us with like rock bands, or you can put us with like straight hip hop bands, and we'll fit in kind of, because it's really high energy rap music. with bridges. I feel like we've been glommed in with the indie cats because of the live band setup, and like, you don't find a lot, there aren't like a lot of bands in Vancouver with that play hip hop. So all the shows where you have rappers, they'll be with other rappers that are doing either their thing with a hype man, or on beats with DJs and stuff, and like it's really hard to fit a band in there when you could have like 18 rappers and just share mics. but with indie shows, you have a bunch of bands there, so it's like, why not put a hip-hop band? It'll throw some flavor in there, and it's like, it kind of fits with the setup, I guess technically, with the venues, right? A lot of the venues that have just hip-hop acts are clubs and bars that aren't accommodated, and they can't accommodate bands. So when it comes time to do that, then it's a bigger production. I guess to answer that, the last question as well, I mean, I would like to play more shows with hip-hop groups, or groups that aren't necessarily bands, maybe solo artists that do hip-hop music and that sort of thing.
And you can collaborate with them pretty easily on the stage too.
I find a lot of the rappers that I've worked with or done stuff on stage with, it's just easy to work with, because they have their energy, and their energy is so concentrated that it fits well with yours, and it's just easier to work with them because you know what they're like, and they know what you're like, usually.
And with the diversity of styles, where do you draw inspiration from?
Personally, I listened to a lot of Far Side way back when I started seriously rapping, and I feel like Slim Kid 3, his voice was so musical when he raps, because he's also a singer. So I found that I didn't want to be like one of those monotone rappers that rap kind of at one tone, and it's like, I mean, I guess it is about the words, but if you don't have any personality in what you're saying, then it's kind of hard to have it come across properly to somebody who doesn't really listen to hip hop that much. I'd also say who else? Mos Def. Mos Def is just a lyrical master. He's serious, and in terms of, I guess that's good for rappers, but for singers, I draw a lot of influence from John Legend. I don't know what his name is, but the singer from Incubus. I used to listen to a lot of that, and his voice is so smooth. It's really, it was inspirational for me. Also, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott. I listen to a lot of their music as well. So I'm really inclined to listen to the singers. I actually also been listening to Bjork recently, and she's got crazy chops. so what she's doing is really innovative. I haven't heard anything else like it. So I feel like I can draw inspiration from that as well.
Cool. And you?
For inspiration, lately I've been getting a lot of inspiration from producers like Jamie XX. I've been listening to a lot recently, Hudson Mohawk, Flying Lotus, there's a lot of guys doing that sort of thing. I guess they're pretty different, but yeah. And I've taken a lot of influence from Soul Wax, just in terms of their live setup is just insane, and you can learn a lot from how they connect all their gear together, and they just have a really, really crazy technological live show that I like. I'm really inspired by, and I'd like to do more stuff like that with the band for sure.
Cool, cool. Well, this has been a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Good luck in your future shows. Look forward to seeing you again. Remember, you can't keep running away. Panther and the Superfly next take the stage at the China Cloud on October 29th. Maybe there'll be a show before then, but the best way to find out is to consult panthersuperfly.tumblr.com. I think we've got room for one more track, so here it is. Hard Work by Panther and the Superfly on Shameless 119 FM, CITR.